everybody, and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast, sponsored by the Tippecanoe Gazette. Thank you for joining me. I'm Greg Enslin, the publisher and owner of the paper, and today we are joined by
Frank
local
Senna.
Luminaries.
Frank Senna.
Frank Senna and
his wife, Heather Bailey.
Heather Bailey. You all know who they are. And also sitting in on the show today is Diana Featherstone.
Hi.
Thank you, Diana, for popping in and helping out with the show today. This is exciting. And Heather, Frank, thanks for joining us. We're excited to have you on the show today, and we're going to talk about all kinds of different stuff. We already talked about fish and chips. Sorry, we can't play that part, but it was good. It's very exciting. But I asked Heather to come on to talk about the Tip Foundation, which I am excited about because it's such an important part of the fabric of Tip City. Do you know anything about the foundation?
I've been lucky enough to volunteer for the foundation since the late 90s.
Really? I did not know you'd been with them that long.
And I don't look that old.
No.
That's what you're about to say.
Okay. It says right here in my show notes that that's what I'm supposed to say.
And when I began volunteering, we had about $1.7 million.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now we have topped $10 million.
Are you kidding me? I did not know it had grown that much.
And you know the beautiful thing about that is you get some market growth from
right.
the stock market,
mm-hmm.
but everything else has come from our neighbors.
Hmm.
It's by us and for us.
That's great. And I just saw the new booklet that came out. I love the fact that you guys put out a really nice full color printed document every year. That's nice. Are you involved in that?
When we first started creating our annual reports, they were stapled down the middle.
Oh, good.
Very fancy because we could have that really big paper and run it through the photocopier.
Nice.
Two sides. Yeah, we spared no expense.
That's good.
Yeah, I had to staple them myself.
Mm.
Yeah.
Saddle stitch. I love those.
Remember those really long staplers?
Oh, yeah. Those are the good kind.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like a trip to the office supply store to buy stuff like that?
Tell us some more about the foundation. Like, what is it? What is its focus? What is the mandate? What does it do?
It collects dollars and puts them into endowed funds. And funds, you can think of it as a pot of money. It's an endowment fund. And those dollars grow in size because of market growth, like I mentioned, but also individual contributions. And each fund is put aside for the specific purpose that the original creator of that fund set up to accomplish. Frank, maybe you want to jump in and talk about the Urban Stewardship Fund, because we represent one of over 60 endowments that we have. And one of them was Frank's idea.
Yeah, we kicked that one off, 20 years ago, something like that. It was the idea to improve the building's exterior.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we did that was because when I first moved up here, I kind of joked. I said, there's a lot of homes here half painted for some reason. Like, what's up with this town?
Yeah.
And I got like, and then I said, hey, you know, my parents passed away, so I had a little extra money. And Heather chipped in some money, and we said, well, let's create this fund so people downtown can tap into it to, you know, keep the outside mm-hmm. looking nice.
And if I remember correctly, with these funds, the money that's in there isn't spent. You're actually just spending the profit or the interest. Is that how that works?
Each year we spend only 4% of the earnings.
Right, okay.
And then the rest, because often it grows well more than 4%, the rest just gets added to the body of the fund.
Mm.
So every year it grows and grows. And that's what helps a fund prepare to be 100 years old. Because today a grant for $250, that probably doesn't do very much.
Mm-hmm.
But 50 years ago, a grant for $250 was, you could practically buy a piano.
Yeah.
The foundation is 82 years old.
Really? I did not know that.
Mr. Timmer, Ed Timmer, founded it in 1943.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Timmer was one of the, if folks don't know who the Timmers are, Timmers were part of the fabric of Tip. They mm-hmm. had a lumber yard, but they also had Tip Top Canning.
Mm-hmm. I like Tip Top Canning. I miss the smell of Italian food being made. Remember,
yeah.
the whole town used to smell like garlic bread.
Mm-hmm. I miss the can swinging by.
Yeah.
Remember that? They'd come outside the buildings. Oh, yeah. And when that would happen, the kids and I would pull over and stop and watch the cans go by.
Yeah, park over there and watch the show. That's the Tip City show, is the can machine going through that. So you said there's 60 funds? I did not know there were that many. Are they all from individual donors that set them up, or are some of those like funds that the foundation set up like internally?
No, they were all set up by individuals except for three that were set aside by organizations. So the United Way of Miami County has one fund. Mm. The Tippecanoe Historical Society has one. And the Tip City Library has one fund. But all the rest have been set up by an individual or a family to either mark a event in life. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to do something for my husband for his 75th birthday,
right,
or to commemorate the passing of someone. Mm-hmm. Some listeners might remember Carson Robbins.
Yeah.
And his mom came to us and said, tell me how this works and what can it do. So every year now, in the spirit of Carson, an award is given out, and the family set up the guidelines for how they want that money spent. It goes back to the school, and specifically, what types of things do they think Carson would have been just excited about? Diana, we just gave away our first award in Carson's memory last month. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Was that the buzzer beaters? Was that the buzzer award?
The buzzer was fun. This one was for the Ignite journaling.
Oh, that's right. Ooh. Inferno.
Inferno.
That's the school.
So it's a great literary magazine. It's actually nationally recognized.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
And last year, the year of Connor's passing, there were a number of people that wrote some tributes to him, actually in the Inferno literary magazine. So it's a nice full circle gift for sure.
And I should give out a shout out to Amy Noel, the teacher who makes not just that happen in the high school, but so many creative things.
She's an incredible teacher. Both of my kids had her, and just a great spirit, very inspiring.
She does the Inferno at the high school.
And every year they have a release party, so they'll have some kids that have written pieces for Inferno get up and read from their selection. But you can't just submit. I mean, they're juried submissions. So, it's a pretty incredible thing that they do there.
So that's just one example of an endowment fund, and it has a purpose, and that purpose is to inspire youth to build school spirit.
And it's a great way to remember somebody.
It's a great way to remember somebody
going forward, and doing something in their honor over time. Are there scholarships also available for our students?
We do have 14 of our funds that represent scholarships.
Really?
For Bethel, Tip, or one is even for Miami East. And those are often remembering someone who's passed on, a favorite teacher, a favorite somebody.
That's great.
But we have some things that endow ideas or concepts or things that we see that we take for granted. We have Mrs. Milner, Lucille Milner, Think Red Lipstick. She just loved trees, and she thought trees were the answer. And I'm not kidding, trees were it for her. And so she has her estate set aside to plant trees in public spaces of Tip City.
That is cool. And that's one of the funds. Is it the Milner Fund?
Trees for Tip.
I like that.
Trees
That's good. That's catchy.
Yeah, so we've got that plucky tree board with that pluckier Karen Jackson.
Plucky people are awesome.
Well, let's just start with anybody who's been a teacher is organized and knows how to get stuff done.
Right.
So get out of your way. Get out of her way. Karen Jackson is in town.
Let her do
she
it.
She will plant some trees.
She'll take care of it. She'll get it done.
Frank, do you have some funds that you think like, oh, I love that one. I love it that somebody remembered to do that.
No, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head. There's all sorts of them.
There's some beautification ones, right, for the downtown?
Stuff for animals. A lot of people have animals and things like that.
People like animals. They do. See, that's a controversial statement I just made there.
What happened? People like animals?
I went out on a limb there. People like animals.
Do people not like animals?
I know. That's why it's I'm right out on the edge of like being, you know.
You want to be challenged on that?
No.
You're not going to get a challenge.
I think that's pretty much a no-brainer.
I think so too.
Is there one for like the different pots and stuff downtown and like all the like
cannabis wasn't legal until just 2 years
ago.
Oh, I know. Sadly, sadly.
But that could be a future endowment. That's, you know.
Grow your own.
Grow your own. Give it for free.
I like that. That's good. Giving back.
Giving back to the community.
That's
that
giving back.
It. Yeah.
I like that.
I think we're on something.
Heather, what's can you explain the difference between our donor-advised funds and then the funds that the TIP Foundation Board determines where the money goes?
Oh, I didn't know there was a difference.
There's a difference, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are a variety of different types of funds, like a scholarship is a type of fund, or field of interest, Carson Robbins Fund, or Trees for TIP is a field of interest. That means the purpose is in a broadly designated area. Then we have this type of fund called donor advised. Donor advised means the couple or individual gives a gift now, and they're not constrained by spending limits. They can spend it down to zero if they want. And it is almost like a charitable checking account. They can think of the purposes as the ideas get before them. So they don't have to set the account up with a specific purpose in mind. It's just theirs to spend as they choose. And don't you think it's a cool thing when we get to have them join us?
Mm-hmm. I do. I think that's a great new addition. Did we start that last year or the year before? Time flies.
Maybe but two.
I love that we, so the grants that come to the foundation quarterly, the donor advised funds, they get to first crack at them. Mm-hmm. And so if they really have a passion for something, a request that comes through, they could fund it in part or entirely. And then that's something that we don't have to spend the general foundation funds on or some other field of interest funds money on. And it's interesting to see what people are passionate about, you know? And another thing I like that we've changed has been that now when people donate to the foundation, they can designate if they want it to go to a specific field of interest fund. Mm-hmm. And they always could do that, but I think you've made it a lot easier, Heather, with our marketing materials and putting some of those fund names out there. So if people really want to make a donation, let's say they get this year's annual report and something sparks their interest, they can look down your little checklist and say, oh, well, I'm really interested in senior wellness. Yeah, just like that. And so that's where I specifically want my dollars to go. Mm-hmm. And so I love that. I love seeing those donations come through because then you really do see what people care about in our community.
Yeah, that's neat. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can.
People like choices.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like casting your vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
instead of giving the gift to the general fund, which can be used for just anything as time and needs evolve, I can cast my vote and say, I care about animals or trees or senior wellness or
music.
Yeah, historic buildings.
Music, yeah. Historic buildings.
Healthy aging.
Parks.
We all should be caring about healthy aging.
We should.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just talk about that.
I wish I were aging healthy. That'd be great.
I know.
Brain health. That's what I need right there.
Yeah.
Diana, I didn't know you were on the board. Hey, how's
it going? I am. See, you didn't even know.
She has all the good questions. And then I see, and there's a picture of a bunch of people on a rock. And I'm like, oh my God, look, there's Diana right there. Heather, why are you on the rock here? What's that?
That's the Tip City Rock.
That's the Tip City Rock? Like Plymouth Rock?
Even bigger.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the significance of said rock?
Said rock is in said Kyle Park.
Yes.
In the middle of the Tippecanoe. No.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. This is just the beginning. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know. We'll be back every Wednesday with more stories, event sneak peeks, interviews with business owners, and updates you won't want to miss. Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know.
Welcome to the Ultimate Unwind. This is Grego, my Lego. No rush here. Just building, relaxing, and talking Lego. Subscribe now to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Whether you're a builder, a collector, or just love the sound of a brick clicking into place, take a break with Grego My Lego, the slow build Lego show, with honest reviews, total relaxation, and the best long form builds around. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube today. The show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. In a world that moves too fast sometimes, you just want to slow down. This is Grego My Lego. The slow build Lego show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Looking to stay in the know about everything happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, a local podcast hosted by Greg Enslin in partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette. Each week, Greg sits down with the people making things happen in Tip City. From business owners to event organizers and volunteers, Newsmakers brings you the inside scoop. Subscribe today, wherever you get your podcasts. Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town. Your stories. Your podcast.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Whether you're a skeptic, unbeliever, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth, or at least try.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.
Welcome to the twilight between sound and screen. Lo-fi chill meets celluloid dreams. Press play and fade away. Only on Synthwave Cinema. This isn't just a vibe, it's a memory.
3, 2, 1.
Every week, DJ Menegroth drops deep cuts and cinematic textures, the kind of beats you imagine playing behind sunsets, streetlights, and stolen movie moments. From sci-fi streetscapes to high school heartbreak, if it belonged on a tape, it's here. Synthwave Cinema, streaming wherever dreamers drift. Welcome to Synthwave Cinema, where iconic movie lines meet the chillest beats in the galaxy. A cinematic sound journey. Music reimagined through neon sound. All vibes, no spoilers. Catch the wave. Join the show. Now, streaming on YouTube, Spotify, and wherever chill beats thrive.
So tell us about the Village Idiots podcast, Zoe.
Tune in because we talk about lots of different topics. I have a vast and wide array of knowledge. And we all know the moon landing was fake.
Next season of Village Idiots, canceled edition. Am I right or right?
So tell me, what is the Village Idiots podcast about, Abby?
It takes a village to raise an idiot.
That's a different voice than I was expecting.
If you like to laugh, I can't guarantee we will make you laugh.
I might make you laugh. We might make you cry.
A real review, and the review was, it's not that funny.
No.
Oh, hi, everybody. Tune in to the Village Idiots podcast, please. Come to my clubhouse.
Why?
Spotify.
Mickey,
YouTube,
are you having
Apple
a stroke?
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, I think, yeah.
Mickey's different personalities are coming over.
Hey, welcome to the Village Idiots podcast. On this show, youngs and olds compete for verbal domination of a small town in Ohio. Actually, Village Idiots is two youngs and an old talking about pop culture, movies, music, and other topics. Generation Zers Zoe and Abby talk about things that Greg doesn't understand, like TikTok and Riz, while old-timer Greg explains the ancient times before iPhones and Facebook. Tune in today to find out what they'll talk about next.
Tip City Tree Grove. Tip City Foundation Tree Grove.
It says Tip City Foundation Tree Grove on the rock in a big plaque. So the rock signifies the middle of the planting area where the Milner trees go, or is that part of that?
You're on to something.
I am on to that.
You should run for city council.
No, God, no. only fool would do that.
We have had the nicest relationship with the city of Tip City's Park Department and administration mm-hmm. to assign us space in Kyle Park.
Right.
So we could have our own tree grove, and each tree that's out there has a dangling tree tag with the name of a specific fund and the year it was created. So after we plant our next round of trees, we will have 64 trees and tags.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I did not know that. That's nice.
It's as you drive into Kyle Park, it's head out towards the direction of the batting cages and the mm-hmm. pin high, and it will be on your left.
That reminds me, before we get any further, how would someone want, if someone did want to donate money to start a fund or a donation, what's the easiest way to do that?
Probably the simplest way is either to write a check it and send it to P.O. Box 626 mm-hmm. in Tip City, or hop online and easily identify which fund or funds you want to allocate your dollars to, and done with a click of a button.
And the website, they have a website?
www.tipfoundation.org.
Org.
Org.
It's org.
Okay.
But if you wanted to start your own fund,
yeah,
you would want to talk to you.
I've got a lot of money and I want to start a fund. What? Who do I call?
Media mogul over there.
Oh, God.
If he wants to start a fund.
I have tens of dollars, but I spent them on these microphones, so I'm out of money. Sorry.
He would want to talk to you so you can craft exactly
how does that work? If you have an idea for a fund and you're like, I want a fund that just sponsors whatever, that's a conversation with the... with somebody at the foundation, right?
It's a conversation. And I have to say I am the lucky person who gets to have those conversations.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they're always confidential until the point that a person's ready for that conversation to be known.
Right.
Because a talk is just a talk. You know, you just spitball some ideas. Truthfully, we have so many good funds right now that are taking care of so many good things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people stand back and say, what do I think the community still needs to have endowed that I can impact, but that also cares, matters to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see a lot of stuff I'm looking through the annual report, which looks great, by the way.
Our local
well
Susan
done.
Kuntz handles that. And there are, art this year.
There are a lot of different areas that the foundation is boots on the ground working on, very specifically covering all kinds of things. I mean, and the dollar amounts, they're not necessarily large. There's a lot of very specific numbers in here of things that are going to very specific areas in Tip City. It's really nice.
The grants are all over the map in terms of size. Some of our biggest, I think our biggest one we gave for our 75th anniversary a couple of years back, and that was a $75,000 gift over 10 years that we put towards Tip Pride to help with the construction of the new stadium. So I think that was our biggest gift. But I know we gave an award recently for $230, right?
Wow. Yeah.
Or how much were those buzzers?
They weren't a lot.
And what's a buzzer beater?
Just the quiz team.
Oh, okay.
And their little,
that's cool.
Was it quiz team or was it like Model U quiz team? Yeah, quiz team. Award-winning quiz team.
That's cool.
Yeah. Undefeated.
Is it at the high school?
Yeah, it is. Tip High School.
They wear those buzzers out.
We've
gotten them
lightning quick.
Buzzers.
Lightning quick.
Oh, I thought you meant they wear them out like they take them out when they go out like socially. And
I mean,
like
they might.
Diana with the headphones. She just walks around town with the headphones on.
They're practicing with Jeopardy.
Yeah,
exactly.
They're at Chaffee's and they're ordering, but they're like hitting the button quickly. I like that. That's good.
Yeah. We have some funds. This is called designated. This is a totally different type of fund, but one I've been working on lately with a client. So it will be not unfamiliar to some people who might have heard the name Patrick Reese. He was on the library board, and he was on the Tip Foundation for only a couple of months before he got identified as having leukemia. Mm. We did not have him long. And a couple of years later, just this past December, he passed away, and his family wanted to put an endowment fund together and wanted to find a specific way to support an organization called Be the Match, that helps people and families who need bone marrow matches or organ matches or whatever. So the endowment fund they created here in little old Tip City will give away 4% of its assets each year, just like all the rest, to the Be the Match organization in memory of Patrick, which is very specific and so personal to that family.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah. Thank you. It feels really, I could talk about the foundation a lot. I bored people to the ends about the foundation because, to my way of thinking, I know as a volunteer and the way I spend my time or the way I'm helping to grow it through working with clients, I know exactly what my community will look like long after I'm gone.
Right.
Because I know what the priorities are that people are identifying, whether it's outdoor entertainment, like the Spirit of Tip City Fund that will gather people together in outdoor events, that type of thing. I know how the money will be spent down the road, and I know what that will mean for gathering people together and adding to the quality of our lives. long yeah. after I'm gone.
I like the idea of people giving money to a local organization that then spends it locally. I think the closer you are to the ground, the better the money can be spent. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
Well, mm-hmm. and it's your neighbors. I mean, if it's not a donor-advised fund, which those are your neighbors too, but I mean, you're entrusting mm-hmm. the board who are, they, we all live here. We all, you know, we all care about what our town is going to be like for, you know, and our friends and our neighbors and our kids.
And you're on the board.
And I'm on the board. So it just, it makes a difference. You know, it's just not some pie in the sky person that's deciding what's going to happen. Right. It's your, it's people that care about you and care about our community. For sure. And we don't always agree. And that's an interesting dynamic too, because mm-hmm. sometimes there's only so much money, right? And just trying to make a decision of what the best use of that money is. And we used to say, you know, we wanted to be the icing on the cake for things and tip, you know, but sometimes it's a little more just, no, it's just something that we need.
Something we need that's not being funded by some other organization.
Yeah.
And you can step in and fill the breach.
Yeah, I think one of those good examples would be Child Care Choices.
Mm-hmm.
Child Care Choices matches families that need great child care with a home provider. And it helps with things like early childhood literacy and early childhood nutrition. Things that are fundamental to building a good human.
Right.
And so though that's not icing on the cake, it's frankly a staple or a fundamental.
Yeah, it's important.
It's not funded enough.
Right.
Yeah. I guess, can I say if I had...
Go crazy, Heather. Say whatever you want. I'll just cut it out if it's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go nuts.
If a person came to me and said, Heather, I just won the lottery.
What do I do with this money?
What do I do? What does our community need?
Oh, no. I bought a Bugatti first. Now, what do I do with the money? Now, what do I do with the money?
Build a racetrack for the Bugatti.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But I did all that, and now I have another stack of cash. Heather, what do I do with it? To make the world better.
To make the world better from our little corner, we need... it would be beautiful to have identified funds put aside for childhood literacy.
Mm.
The demand is there. Mm-hmm. We give grants away for that specific need often, but it would be so lovely if somebody said, that is important. We have one fund for adult literacy, but that's a whole different end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And that represents a person with a much wider set of needs. Helping a person at their earliest steps of life with literacy, if you can beat that for somebody and you get one step closer to beating poverty, future poverty, I would love it in my lifetime to have an endowed fund for childhood literacy.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of kids I talk to, younger people, that are just not into reading, and I don't know where that... I don't know where that interest in literature and interest in reading comes from unless you're exposed to it early in life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Lisa, that's interesting you bring that up because Lisa Santucci, our amazing library director, just gave a presentation.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, executive director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. This is just the beginning. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know. We'll be back every Wednesday with more stories, event sneak peeks, interviews with business owners, and updates you won't want to miss. Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know.
Welcome to The Ultimate Unwind. This is Grego, my Lego. No rush here. Just building, relaxing, and talking Lego. Subscribe now to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Whether you're a builder, a collector, or just love the sound of a brick clicking into place. Take a break with Grego My Lego. The Slow Build Lego Show. With honest reviews, total relaxation, and the best long form builds around. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube today. The show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. In a world that moves too fast sometimes, you just want to slow down. This is Grego, My Lego. The Slow Build Lego Show, where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Looking to stay in the know about everything happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, a local podcast hosted by Greg Enslin in partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette. Each week, Greg sits down with the people making things happen in Tip City. From business owners to event organizers and volunteers, Newsmakers brings you the inside scoop. Subscribe today, wherever you get your podcasts. Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town. Your stories. Your podcast.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Whether you're a skeptic, unbeliever, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth, or at least try.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.
Welcome to the twilight between sound and screen. Lo-fi chill meets celluloid dreams. Press play and fade away. Only on Synthwave Cinema. This isn't just a vibe, it's a memory. Every week, DJ Menegroth drops deep cuts and cinematic textures, the kind of beats you imagine playing behind sunsets, streetlights, and stolen movie moments. From sci-fi streetscapes to high school heartbreak, if it belonged on a tape, it's here.
Synthwave Cinema, streaming wherever dreamers drift. Welcome to Synthwave Cinema, where iconic movie lines meet the chillest beats in the galaxy. A cinematic sound journey. Music reimagined through neon sound. All vibes, no spoilers. Catch the wave. Join the show. Now, streaming on YouTube, Spotify, and wherever chill beats thrive.
So tell us about the Village Idiots podcast, Zoe.
Tune in because we talk about lots of different topics. I have a vast and wide array of knowledge.
And we all know the moon landing was fake. For next season of Village Idiots, canceled edition. Am I right or
So tell me, what is the Village Idiots podcast about, Abby?
It takes a village to raise an idiot.
That's a different voice. I was expecting.
If you like to laugh, I can't guarantee we will make you laugh.
I might make you laugh. We might make you cry.
A real review. And the review was, it's not that funny.
No.
Oh, hi, everybody. Tune in to the Village Idiots podcast, please. Come to my clubhouse.
Why?
Spotify.
Mickey,
YouTube,
are you having
Apple,
a stroke?
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, I think, yeah.
Mickey's different personalities are coming over.
Hey, welcome to the Village Idiots podcast. On this show, youngs and olds compete for verbal domination of a small town in Ohio. Actually, Village Idiots is two youngs and an old talking about pop culture, movies, music, and other topics. Generation Zers Zoe and Abby talk about things that Greg doesn't understand, like TikTok and Riz, while old-timer Greg explains the ancient times before iPhones and Facebook. Tune in today to find out what they'll talk about next.
And to Rotary today about potential funding cuts to the library.
Right.
And different impacts on the library. So, you know, that Dolly Parton's Imagination Library cut.
No.
State is, I don't know if it's cut or if it's it's on the chopping block.
The state's cutting the library budget by 10%. So that's like $100 million for the whole state. So, it depends if you can, what are you going to pay for, right? You know, so it becomes tough choices. Then on top of that, the Trump administration is eliminating federal dollars for libraries as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a double whammy hitting us at the pretty much the same time.
Yeah. So that's a big deal. And she was saying that, you know, COVID just put so many kids behind.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't know if they'll ever catch up. I mean, without aggressive literacy learning resources, I just don't know. I don't know. But it is kind of sad. I get people to come to my book signings. And adults, I meet adults that have not read a book since high school, and they're in their 40s or 50s, and they're like, I haven't read a book. What's it about? And I'm like, murder, you know, because I'm trying to figure out how do you make it interesting and exciting enough to convince somebody who doesn't read. I can't imagine not reading books. Like, I'm in the middle of like five, you know, I can't imagine not having that journey. And it came to me in high school. That's when I got excited and interested in reading. So that early childhood literacy sounds like it's not the hugest deal. Okay, whatever, they don't know how to, but then you don't get that, you don't learn that interest early enough to become an adult who can read the paper and understand what's going on in the world around you if you've not read a book since high school. I just don't understand.
Or who could read a lease or any kind of contract
or be knowledgeable or about basic things. You know, I mean, how do you even...
We should note that Frank is on the library board.
Oh, good.
I am on the library.
You are on the library board. Yes. Yeah, they're doing a great job.
We are doing a great
job. Well done.
But we're going to face some hard times here soon. So.
Yeah. Booms and busts, I'll tell you.
Booms and busts.
It comes and it goes. Sometimes things are great.
There'll be some tough decisions to make, and we'll try to keep everybody informed what's going on about what may or may not get cut.
Yeah. It's interesting to see what's going to happen at the state level with the funding for the cities. That's another conversation that they're having about money that normally flows to the cities for allocation to our various and sundry things, and some of that's going to go away too.
Is that meant to increase pressure on municipalities to put levies on ballots?
I don't know. I don't know why they're doing that. I don't know.
Well, what are they going to do with the money then? They already took our money.
Yeah.
So what are they going? What are they doing with it?
I don't know.
Bugattis and racetracks.
Yeah.
Bugattis for everyone.
Bugattis for everyone. Bugattis for everyone.
All right. Well, anything else on the foundation you want to hit before we wrap things up today?
We are a volunteer group of 13 people representing Bethel Township and Tip City and Monroe Township.
How would someone volunteer if they want to help out? Not necessarily be on the board. Are you taking like helpers, volunteers? How does that work?
We are just at the beginning of thinking about, shouldn't we have a circle of people, maybe a circle of friends,
yeah,
who could just be our helpers or just want to help. It's a good story.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a really good story to just help tell our good story.
Do you guys have committees of like helpers that like help carry out? That's
not
a great,
yet,
yeah.
We're thinking about it. Committees need management.
Yes.
And so we have to have a great manager that can manage what our vision is. Mm-hmm. And right now I think we've been doing really well. We have a lot of committees of one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diana,
what
committees are you on as a member of one?
I'm on several committees.
You're on eight committees called Diana. You've been volunteered for many things.
I've been volunteered for a number of committees.
Oh,
but, I mean, it is valuable work. And I think that Heather has, such great experience with the Dayton Foundation. And, you know, that was her job, mm-hmm. you know. And so she has definitely, and I'll toot her horn because she won't do that herself. But she's definitely elevated the foundation, the TIP Foundation, to a new level. And we continue to hold ourselves to higher standards, which means that we're asking more of ourselves. So I do think that, you know, we're talking even in April this month. I think that's part of our planning is talking about what that means, right? And if we do need to bring some other people on board to help with some of those things, because we are all volunteer. Many people have other jobs. And I know my kids are always asking me, well, wait a second, why don't they pay you for this stuff? Because they don't. And that's okay. I mean, I don't want anyone to.
You're giving back. That's good.
We are. I think we all have a passion for Tip City and Bethel, and we try and represent those areas. I mean, I think we're always looking for younger people, I would say.
Younger than me.
And me. I mean, you know, I started off being a younger person, and now I'm not anymore.
That's how it tends to work.
That's how, yeah. I mean, if you're lucky, that's how it tends to work,
yeah,
right?
That's so usually how it goes.
It matters whose voice is in the room.
Right.
Right? And so if we want to represent the interests of the community, we need to have different voices from the community.
I also agree, not just with that, but the idea of organizations sometimes have a lifespan, and the energy coming out of an organization will ebb and flow, mm-hmm. based on who's around that room. We've all seen organizations that have gone under, sadly gone under, mm-hmm. though they had wonderful impact on the community at a time, like the JCs or mm-hmm. Sertoma or whatever.
Community band
is marching along. Don't
Not
you
community
say?
Band. No, the other yeah. one. What's the other one?
I mean, because I think, weren't
tip
they
players.
Just on the front
tip
page
players,
of the
tip
Tip
players.
Gazette?
Yeah. They were. No,
yeah.
I get Tip Players and Community Band mixed up, and I'm like, oh, community yeah. band. And then I'm like, no, they're still going. No, Tip Players, that makes me sad.
Yeah, mm. right. They were going.
They were great.
The very cool thing about the TIP, any community foundation, is that by mandate, by law, by the tax code, it will exist forever.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a time when the people around the table at the TIP Foundation don't have as much energy as we currently do right now. And that will be an ebb kind of time. And when that happens, the entity will continue going. It will continue giving away money every year because it gets audited every year. And if you don't give away the money, woof, you're in trouble with the IRS, and nobody wants that. So at a bare minimum, it will always award money outbound.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're lucky enough to have a lot of passion and a lot of energy. And yes, Diana, we are young enough.
Yes, okay. You are yeah. young enough.
We're and smart enough.
Spry.
Gosh darn it. People like
me. Gosh darn it. People like me.
Well, they don't normally.
Do you have a mirror you stand in when you in front of when you stand
every up? Day, man, every day.
But we need, yeah, you're going to need younger folk coming up with ideas and also to kind of like steer things.
Frank, if you had, you know, after you spend money on the Bugatti and whatever,
and the racetrack.
Is there like something like, is there some kind of need you see in the community that's not being met?
A need.
Or just something that you think, or something cool where you're like, oh gosh, you know.
What I would think would be cool if the school will sell the Broadway property to the city to develop, and the city would sell the stadium to the school, and therefore
do a swap. Yeah.
And then that basically they can both take care of their own properties, and then the school would sign some agreement to sell the stadium back to the city when they want to leave. So I think that'd be really cool if somebody could pull that off.
Yeah.
Or convince the two groups that this would be in both of their benefits. Because if the school owns the stadium, then they can get money to do whatever they want to do with it versus trying to convince the town to do it and stuff like that.
So what would you like to see at the old Broadway property? The city...
Homes. It's a prime real estate for homes. Mm-hmm.
Nope. I want an observation tower. 40 stories.
You could do that too. And then we could put a giant telescope on top. And we can call it Telescope Town. Or
people
like
come
that.
To town for the train tourism, and they sit out there and they watch the trains go by.
Exactly.
So we need a big tower so they can see the trains coming from far away.
With a giant light that circles and stuff.
What could possibly go wrong with that?
Not a single thing.
I like the idea of some kind of fund that sponsors the keeping the downtown pretty, beautification. So you've got your urban stewardship. But I know they sometimes have trouble finding somebody to fund the payment of all the flowers and all of like the pots and all that kind of stuff. So that ends up becoming like a volunteer thing. And that's good for a while and then it goes away.
Yeah. But probably the whole city versus just the downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, right when you turn off of 571 there, that can use some help.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Awesome.
Is that a challenge? Are you asking me to
kind
of put that in my back pocket?
I always wanted moving escalators so you didn't have to walk.
Oh, like the people movers
moving
at
sidewalks.
The airport?
Yeah, moving sidewalks.
Exact, sidewalks. Because, you know, that's, you know, if you want to be posh and you got your Bugatti, why am I walking?
That just makes you think of Wall-E and like the people and like dinner in a cup. Yeah. You know,
I like the little floating chair things that they rode around on.
That's
what I
want. Yeah.
That's all. Because walking.
You kind of wonder what was in that water though. When you watched it.
We're back to the marijuana now.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take your idea.
What idea did I have?
Beautification. Community beautification.
Do you remember Ruth Seyfried?
Oh yeah, of course.
Donated all of her time and money to put up those corn shocks on the light stands every fall, and I miss that. I miss her tootling around in her little cart, watering all the plants and stuff. And I know the Downtown Partnership does a lot of that. I know the city does some of that, but I think if we want the downtown to look like a park, it needs to be treated like a park.
Frank and I tootled last year. We managed pot watering for
that's a different kind of pot. That's a different pot.
Yeah. We had to water it.
We schlepped buckets of water.
Why don't
and
we have,
would step up to people's
don't they have
spigots.
Those little green? Don't they have those little green like John Deere like four wheelers that have a gator has like a bucket like a water tank. Okay.
I think they just got the partnership got one of those.
Do they?
Not a gator, but a tank.
Okay. Because it seems silly.
They felt sorry for you and I.
Yeah, I know, because we're breaking our back, and I was limping.
So you guys were out there as part of the partnership watering all the plants, or just because you were bored?
I don't know.
I'm
we
on
got
that committee.
Yeah,
oh, you're on the committee.
Yeah, we got volunteers.
Flower watering.
We volunteered.
Because I potted the plants.
Did you?
Oh, right. And you can't lift anything. That's how I was doing the work.
Yep, typical.
Frank, it would be a great idea.
You know, it would be a great idea if you did this.
It would be a lot easier if we had moving escalators.
Yeah,
the moving sidewalks are a great idea. Coming up soon from the Tip City Foundation. Foundation supported. It'll have a little plaque on it.
Right. I don't know that. We cost a lot. I've seen the price of an elevator. I can't imagine the price of an escalator.
All of Tip is flat. We don't need escalators or elevators.
So the library needs an elevator.
Do they?
Yeah, they have an elevator. Yeah, they don't need it, but I mean, it's possibly one of the only elevators in town.
There are a few.
Now, Coldwater has an elevator.
Coldwater has an elevator. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We have a freight elevator here.
Yeah, freight elevators. Yeah.
If you want to ride on it before you leave, I can make that happen.
Could we put a cocktail, like a bar cart in there, and that could be the cocktail elevator?
Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun. Floor?
Only if you're transporting heavy stuff up and down. There's a big sign that says this is not for passengers. Well, thank you so much. Seriously, thank you for joining me and coming on the show. I learned a lot about the foundation. I did not know that there were different kinds of like organizations inside that managed the different funds. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Again, if somebody wants to like sponsor a fund or donate money to a fund, what's the easiest way to get a hold of people over there at the Tip City Foundation?
Oh, that Tip City Foundation has its own telephone number.
Does it really?
It is 937-528-2482. And that's, once again, 937-528-2482.
But wait, there's more.
What?
Also, there's a website.
And there's a QR code.
Is there a QR code?
There is.
I want that.
They're super modern. 1980s. Supermodel.
Let's share the QR code on this podcast. Go.
Yeah.
Hold it up to the microphone.
Dot, splodge.
Blink.
But definitely, just go to tipfoundation.org.
Okay,
our phone number's on there. You can donate online. You can read
up on... Oh, you can take donations online?
Yeah, you can donate online. Mm. You can read up on different funds. All of the ways to contact us, I think, can be found on that website. And then we also have a Facebook page. Just look for Tip Foundation.
Fun social media.
Instagram. Mm-hmm. Carolyn mm-hmm. is doing a great job with social media.
Do you highlight like the different funds on the Facebook, like you, or just updates on the grants and things like that?
We do whatever Carolyn wants to do because she's in charge, and we're just so delighted she's coming up with all this creative material.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining us, Heather Bailey and Frank Senna from the Tip City Foundation, and Diana, who's on the board.
I am.
Who isn't here for that, but is awesome. And thank you for sitting in and chatting.
Hey, Greg, thank you for keeping Tip Hip.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Look at that.
I don't know about that. But
media mogul over there.
We'll get this episode out right away so people can hear all about the foundation. And we'll share all the contact info, obviously, in the show notes. So if you're tuning in and you want to learn more about the Tip Foundation, go to tipfoundation.org or call the phone number that was previously mentioned. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. And we'll talk soon.